Today's Mishnah in Masechet Uktzin is Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. So we've been talking about, of course, the dinim of Yadayim, the dinim of Shomrin, the dinim even of things that are mitzarev, not because they're Shomrin, but because they are actually edible together with the fruit, which we discussed in certain kinds of stems. Now the question is tziruf of the fruit for itself, because you can find at times a part of a fruit that is wrecked and you wouldn't consider it edible. And the question is the non-edible part, is it considered to be a yad to the rest of it? How does that work? Well, let's say you've got a rimon or you have an avatiach where some of it is actually wrecked. It's rotting and it's nimuk miktzato. That part is not considered to be part of the fruit at all. And if the fruit itself looks good all around, shalai mikan umikan, and then you open it up and you discover that the inside, the middle of it is rotten, nimok min ha'emtza, even that is not mitztarif to the shear of the kibetza, and if it turns out that there wasn't a shear there, then you don't have to worry about the tumah. Now let's talk about the different parts of a rimon, because here we get into a shaira that actually we had in the Masechet Chulin, and that's the question of shomer al gabei shomer. So the Gemara in Chulin says clearly, as Rashi points out, there's no such thing as a shomer al gabei shomer. If something is shomur, then the next shomer does not have any kinds of dinim of tziruf to the eichlin, because you can't add additional shmir. So how far does that idea go? So you take a look at a pomegranate. Now, most people don't notice that if you pull off that actual, what's called the cone of the pomegranate, and if you put the cone, that's like that, it looks like a solid flower, sort of. You know, it's like a crown, that little crown on top of the pomegranate, very pretty. You pull that off. So inside of it, you have the actual blossom. So you've got the stems that are coming up. They are connected directly to the fruit. They're not connected to that blossom that you, I mean, to the, what's called a comb in English. It's not, they're not connected to that. They're connected to what's known as the same thing as the esrog, the pitum. There's a pitum to a pomegranate, but you generally don't notice it because it's covered over by the nates. And therefore, if you have the pomegranate, which is the pitma, that part you would see if you pulled off everything else, then the fruit itself comes up to a little pitum, not a hard pitum like an esrog, but to a point, a fleshy point. So ha-pitma shel ha-rimon is definitely considered to be, even though it's, you'd think it's all sort of the skin of the rimon, you don't eat the pitma, but it is definitely considered to be a shomer, because if you would take out the pitma, it would start to spoil because everything would then be exposed to the air. So the pitma is basically a plug that keeps its shomer on the freshness of the seeds in the fruit itself. But the nates shelo, so the nates, that's in English, that's the blossom, and that just grows out of the pitma, and those are the actual, they look like little hairs, and they carry all the reproductive parts of the fruit. That is not mitztarif, because it doesn't do any shmirah, because even though it could be, but since it's on top of the pitum, it's a shomer agabi shomer, and therefore it's not considered to be mitztarif, even though it's useful. We don't need it if we still have the shomer, which is the main shomer, is the pitma. Now, how about the actual, that pretty piece, which in English is called the comb, and in Hebrew is called the comb, except in Hebrew, the word comb is masreg. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, af ha masreg tahor. So that's the reason it's called a comb, is because it actually looks like a comb. You know, it's got all those pieces sticking out. It's like a little crown with sharp pieces sticking out. So we call it a comb. So Rabbi Eliezer says, actually, the masreg itself also is not considered to be a chelek, because it's not a shomer. It's actually made out of the same stuff that the peel is, and since there's already a shmira on it, it's not going to hurt if you take it off. And now the question is, according to the Tanakhama, apparently it's only Rabbi Eliezer who holds that the Masreik is Tahar. According to the Tanakama, it's considered to be a Shomer. Why isn't it called a Shomer Agabe Shomer? Because the Tanakama sees it as being mechuber to the pitma and not as a separate thing. It's the pitma with the masreik together that is a single shomer. So obviously you could dissect it, but if you don't dissect it, it's all viewed as part of the same piece of the pomegranate. Uksin perek beit mishnah dalit. Now let's talk about the general idea of shells on nuts, or peels on oranges, and things like that. Well, anything which is a klipa, which includes actual hard shells or peels, they're all mitzarev because they are all shomrim, and they are a very important part of what keeps the inside of the fruit fresh. Because of that, they are considered to be part of the actual, in terms of the shear, they're considered to be part of the actual fruit, and therefore they're mitzarev to the tumah. But what about things that are like very unclear, because a gradual transition between the klipa and between the actual fruit. How do you decide? This, of course, you have a problem in your own kitchen. How do you decide where you start using your onion? So you sort of have a tendency, okay, you take off that first part that's all crunchy, and then that obviously is loose. That's not called a useful klipa, okay? But then you go down another layer, you know, and it's often, it's just torn, and there's a hole in it, and so you really want a holy klipa to eat it, you throw off that piece also. Okay, now you get down to the third layer. So is that really pure onion? I mean, it's like a little hardish on the outside. It doesn't have that soft, juicy feeling. What's that called? So says Rabbi Yehuda, the truth is that there are shloshar klipim bebatzal. You've got these three layers. You've got that brown, crumbly stuff, and you've got the middle, which doesn't crumble, it's certainly not hard. And the inside is, it's not exactly, the third layer is not exactly like the leaves underneath, which are, you know, really starka onion. This thing is a little bit mushy and moist. So, okay, there are people that take it off in order to get to the pure onion. So now, how do we decide what the din is? Says Rabbi Yehuda, there's shloshla klipin bebatzal. So the inside peel, the third layer down, whether it's got a little hole in it, because it's often torn. So bein shleima, bein kidura is mitztarif, not because it's a shomer if it's torn, but because it's edible. And therefore, it's considered to, even if you don't particularly want it, even if it's torn and not a shomer, you can't deny that it is edible as an onion. The middle peel, if it is shleima, so then it is not eaten, but it's still mitztarif. Why? Because it's a shomer. But if it has a hole, it's not mitztarif, because it's not a shomer if it has a hole in it, and people don't eat it, and therefore it's not mitztarif. The outside, the crumbly one, that is tar no matter what. It doesn't matter whether it's whole or not, because it doesn't really serve as a shomer, since it just crumbles as soon as you touch it.